I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
My intuitiveness, my ability to feel and sense and trust energy. But then when it comes to like my personal life and relationships, I'm like, where did all that go? Like, why do I disconnect from that? Because I feel like I should be trusting certain intuition, but then I let it go. And yeah, it's like, it's so much easier for other people, me to help and do things with other people. But then when it comes to myself, it's like, keep going, Melissa, keep going, keep trusting that. Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. Oh my God, you guys, this episode today, I'm just going to say this right up front. She got me in tears. I don't think I've ever cried on this podcast before. Maybe you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but I get choked up in this episode. It's a good one. It is so good. I don't know. For some reason, I just felt like the need to say that right up front. Okay, let me do the housekeeping stuff. As always, rate and review this podcast. Please give us 5 stars if you feel appropriate, and then go back and write us a review. Now, it is the Bomb Life Podcast now, formerly known as the Bomb Mom Podcast, and we had to switch platforms. I was telling you guys about this in the other episode, and when that happens, you lose all your downloads. But it's okay. You know, we screenshot stuff, and we have it there, like, in case we need it and everything. But you know, I don't know. I just don't know if I trust the rates and the reviews and stuff like that. So please go and do that. Okay. If you haven't done that yet, please do that on all platforms. And it's been really, really cool to do this transition. It's been really cool to change the name, to create the logo and stuff. And it's still weird saying it. But yeah, any rate and reviews right now would be huge. And any pass along too of this episode to other people would do wonderful things as well. Also, always go to the show notes, because I'll be posting links, how you can work with me, what, you know, sales we have going on, swag that you can get, and then also how to reach our guest. So you're going to want to reach Ashley, because she is just like, it's mind blowing what we talked about and what we did today. So always check out the show notes, because you are going to find information on all of that. Now it's springtime, right? This time of year is always fun. It's always interesting. I talked about this on last week's episode, you know, and it's the time when people start waking up. And I just want you guys to take a moment today, no matter where you're at on your health and fitness journey, I just want you to take a moment and just kind of realize, like, okay, where am I at? Not necessarily with the weight loss or anything like that, but just kind of do like a little recap in your head of like, where am I at with life? Am I working on being the best version of myself? What areas am I falling short in? What areas do I need to improve upon and step up in? What areas am I kicking ass into? Learn from the areas that you're thriving in. Why? Why do you thrive in that right now? Like, maybe you're killing it as a parent. Why? What are you doing? Are you present every day? Are you putting down your phone? Are you making more time for family meals? Like, what is it that's making you win? Are you just killing it at work right now? That's cool. What are you doing? Are you showing up differently? Are you getting there earlier? Staying a little bit later? Like, what's making you kill it? Take the lessons from your wins and apply it to your health and fitness journey. So for work, if you're showing up earlier, maybe you set a little bit more time aside for your workout. Maybe that's how you're going to show up. Maybe if you're killing it as a parent, are you giving the kids, you know, more individual time? Okay, learn from that. Maybe you need to give yourself a little bit more one-on-one attention and be more present during your workouts. Work on your intensity. Work on, you know, actual form when you're lifting. Try not to go and just like show up and go through the motions. You know, there's a lot of things to think about with where we're thriving at in our lives and where we feel like we're falling a little bit behind. So learn from that, okay? As always, you guys can reach out, ask questions, email me at itsmelissavogel@gmail.com. We do have a guest coming on, Jared St. Clair. He'll be on in the beginning of every single month answering questions about supplements, creatine, vitamin D, magnesium, like anything and everything that you guys could possibly want to know about and have him answer. We're going to do a little Q&A in the first episode of every single month. So stay tuned for that, but email me. Or if you're on Instagram, send me a DM. It's Melissa Vogel. Find me there and send me a message. Okay, guys, we're going to dive in here. We have Ashley George on today, and she is an author, speaker, intuitive guide, and a spiritual mentor. For years, Ashley followed every mainstream wellness trend, clean eating, workout, self-care, like you name it. She did it, and she still felt exhausted, like disconnected, unfulfilled. And it wasn't until she embraced energy healing and angelic guidance that she truly awakened to her purpose. And now, as the best-selling author of Alive and Well, Awakening to Your Angels, and the host of Well Nourished Soul podcast, Ashley helps others reconnect with their intuition, trust divine guidance, and step into our most authentic, empowered self. She's a wife. She's a mom of three. Ashley understands that the deep impact mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health have on daily life. And through angel readings, transformational teachings, and a thriving global community, she bridges the gap between spirituality, say that five times fast, and modern wellness, helping others unlock clarity, confidence, and a deep sense of peace. My angels gave her some messages while we were on today, and she is just incredible. Tune into the podcast, get the book, Alive and Well, Awakening Your Angels. We'll put the links to all of that in the show notes as well. You guys, this is a good one. It did. It provoked some tears in me, had me thinking a lot. And she talks about like divine timing and intervention. And the day that we recorded was literally the day that I needed it. It's just crazy. So cuddle up, put in the headphones, do what you got to do, go kill your workout or whatever you're going to do when you're listening to this episode. And as always, enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life podcast. Today, we're here with Ashley George. Welcome to the show, Ashley. I'm so excited to have you on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on.
I can already tell like this energy and like what we have going on, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Good energy.
Right? So. Before we hit record, Ashley and I were already talking and I'm like, oh, we got to hit record. And what you do and how you do it, like it's literally mind blowing. And I know some people it's going to be like, what?
Yes.
Who is this girl? I mean, you are a bestseller, you are a podcaster, you're a mom, but you also help people reconnect with their intuition. You do angel readings. Like, what would you call yourself? Like, what title do you give yourself?
That is still a great question.
I bet.
Maybe someone out there can help me brand that. I love to call it like spiritual wellness, and we can get more into that. I love, especially like the angel readings. I do call them angel readings.
Okay.
Just intuition, intuitive readings. But overall spiritual wellness.
Okay. You guys, before we even recorded, she was like picking up on stuff on me. And I'm like, oh girl, you have no idea.
I know. I was like, it's a lot of times the angels coming through, and we can get into all of this. I'll explain the craziness of what this may sound to some people, which I totally 100% understand. And I respect it. We all have different beliefs. We all came from different backgrounds, and we believe what we believe for reasons. So we've all gone through different life experiences. I'll just share a little bit about mine. I grew up Christian my entire life.
And okay. Catholic, Lutheran, like
Christian, like okay. I grew up Presbyterian, and then we switched. My parents got divorced in middle school. And we switched to like a non-denominational Christian church. which, you know, there's a lot of those now too. But yeah, so I definitely had that background. If you would have told me though, even just a few years ago, that this is what I would be doing, I would have never, ever, ever believed you. Like ever. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, that is not true. There's no way I wrote a book about angels. I'm not giving angel readings.
Right.
I'm teaching people that I think every single one of us has spiritual gifts. I think that's the truth of who we are. Mm-hmm. And my question to people is, why are we afraid of it? Like, why? Mm-hmm. Because we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And we can totally dive into this. But like, my biggest question, especially through my book, is like, why are we afraid of it? Like, who's teaching us to be afraid of it? And I actually dive into it from a religious background as well. Like, I know a lot of like Christians would be like, that bad, that's wrong.
Yes, yes.
You know, to have like talk about a reading or being intuition or doing like energy healing, which at first in my journey, that did scare me. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I doing something bad? Am I doing something wrong? And I didn't want to be judged by people like, or thought of in right. a bad way, or like, this is wrong. This is like a demon. This is bad. Like, it scared
yes.
me.
Yes.
And I really, really had to go inward and trust and shut out all the outside noise and just come back to myself.
And just feel what you knew like, and what was coming.
I felt very close to Jesus, still do, by the way. But yeah. I felt like it was so different than what was being taught at times. Mm. If that makes sense. And I had so many questions. I was such a curious, like big question asking child. I also was very sensitive. I've always been very intuitive. I didn't even know like what that word was. I just thought I was sensitive, which can be really annoying to people, you know? Like,
right. I know.
Like,
why do you feel so much?
Exactly. It's definitely been used against me in many different ways in my life. But what I want everybody listening, I know there's probably a ton of sensitive empaths out there listening.
Yes.
You know, that's your superpower. That's your truth. That's your inner voice speaking to you. And we feel all the feels for a reason, to help ourselves. And I feel like to help other people as well.
Right. So what closed the gap? When did your life change from like, you know, this is kind of scary, like what's going on, to no, I'm owning this. This is what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to help other people. What brought that together? Yeah.
For me, it was so we about eight. Let me see how my middle child, I always go by him. So 9 years ago, about 8 years ago, I started a little lifestyle blog. We forget how fast social media has changed and all of those things.
People are like, what's a blog?
Yeah. Yes. I started a lifestyle blog and really went to town with the wellness space. I was very into like physically being fit, food, nutrition, toxins, all of the holistic things, right? That you've talked about too.
Right.
And especially being a new mom, and we had moved from Chicago, we moved to Charlotte. I was home for the first time too. And the little blog was just like a little space where I could have creative energy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And my wellness path was great. I was feeling great. I was like, I want to inspire other moms. They can feel like this too. It was all working until one day it just was not. And I could not, for the life of me, figure out what was going on. And I went and got all the blood work done. I go to like a functional medicine doctor. I go to more of like the root cause. Like, there's got to be something, like a vitamin deficiency, a hormone, something, like get a cleanse. Like literally everything you can think of. I was like, oh, he'll just give me this and I'll try it. I'll do it and I'll be better. Well, nothing was working. And I was like, why don't I feel like myself? I was feeling really low. Like my doctor even was like, do you want to go on depression medication? And I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't feel sad, but I do feel tired all the time, which is depressing. I think I tried that for like 4 or 5 days, to be honest. And I just, for me personally, I did not like the feeling. It made me even more tired.
Yeah.
Like, this is not my answer. So I kept digging and I kept thinking, like I said previously, like I kept thinking, this is outside of me, right? I'm going to listen to all the outside noise of the wellness space, which is a lot of noise, by the way.
A lot of noise.
Do this. You'll feel good. Take this supplement. Do this. Go on the... And I started just being like, none of this works anymore. I almost turned my back to it completely. Like, none of this is working. I don't feel good. And I would see like little posts like, oh, just tell yourself to feel better and you'll feel better. And I'm like, that is not working. None of this stuff that I truly believed in was working.
Yeah.
And so the only thing left that I randomly had someone say, hey, go try this, was an energy healer. And I was like, you know, randomly, I just had read about this in a different health pod, and I've always been so curious about it, but I just never knew anything about it. Didn't try it, didn't know anybody who had tried it. I think within like 48 hours, I signed up and went to this lady. And in that first session, it changed my life forever. And I'm not going to say that that would happen to everybody.
Right. But
it blew me wide open, like spiritually, like they say, spiritual awakened, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think I already was a very sensitive person. Highly intuitive. I just didn't know any context of that. And being in a healing session, it was like a glass broke over me and I felt completely different.
Wow. And then what happened?
Because I try to put myself in the place of the listener and they're going, okay, yeah, then what happened?
Well, I'm going to say, so that was my first big moment where I realized, wow, this might be bigger than this is not outside of me. This is something that God is telling me to turn in.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the energy healing, yes, that was powerful and amazing, but it really was a push, a nudge to be like, hey, you need to pay attention to your spirit. That's what you're shutting down. You're doing everything as a mom of three, a wife. There's so much to the parents, you know, moms, especially like the go through. We have so much on our plates. And I was doing all of the things that everyone was telling me that I need to do to be the perfect mom, to be the perfect wife, to be physically fit. And I honestly felt like I was crumbling. And I felt like it was God's way of being like, you need to stop. You need to come back to yourself. You need to come back to your heart. You need to come back to your spirit and listen to yourself. Because actually we have all the answers within us. It just wasn't listening. It wasn't. I was like, I'll listen to everybody else's advice.
Right. Why do you think, because I'm sure people are listening and they can like resonate with this and your whole story. Why do you think so many of us don't listen? Like, why are we missing that message and that trust in our gut, you know, especially for females? Like, where do you see, especially now with your own journey and then working with other people, that disconnect?
Well, I think we've been programmed to be disconnected.
Yeah.
To believe that, you know what I mean?
Amen.
That's again that outside noise telling us who we are, what to believe, how to get connected to ourselves. And it kind of like takes us through, we have to only connect through other people, right? And then maybe that's religion or that's a spiritual, you know, like we have the connection right in our own heart. So taking moments, and that's why I think prayer or meditation is so powerful, because it brings us back to our own inner peace, our heart, inner voice. And so I think so many people are disconnected too. And I write about this in my book, but I imagine our hearts like big, bright lights, like a child, you know, they're just full of light and love. And through childhood, there's a lot of trauma, big and small, right? That cover those lights, that tell us who we are, tell us how to get to God, tell us what we need to do to fit it. Like there's so many things that cover our lights and traumas through childhood. And then our light's still trying to poke through, but it can't shine as bright as it wants to because we're afraid. We're afraid to do that. I sometimes really, especially as women, I do feel like we're afraid of our own power sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we truly are capable of.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary to change. It's scary to maybe break off the path that everybody else is going down. It, you know, try something different or listen to your own heart, even though everyone else is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's around you, something else. Like it takes courage. It takes bravery to do that. And everyone listening, you absolutely 100% can do it.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to do it. Yeah. So that's why I feel like where the disconnect comes from.
Tell me about your book. And I want to know why you wrote this. Because I have a feeling that you have a good story or like depth to that question.
Yeah. Well, everything I just shared, I dive deeper into my own story.
In the book?
In the book, I feel like, I felt like very guided to write this book. I feel like the angels were like, you're going to sit down and write this book.
Like, okay.
And I have been writing it for the past couple of years. And I will be totally honest. I was like, there's no way I'm putting this out in the world. Like, it scared
really?
Me. Yes, because it's like, one, being so open and vulnerable to be judged. That scared me. Into like talking more in a spiritual lens and kind of questioning things maybe that like might trigger people in different ways. Like I didn't, that fear again of like what other people think or judge or think bad of me came back in. And I really had to work through that like fear energy. So I don't want to say like, oh, I awakened and then everything was great and perfect and I didn't care what other people thought and just like that. No, I really worked through a lot of that and probably still am a little bit, but I felt like there was this need that people were searching for more of this truth from within. And they didn't know, they were like, because I maybe was going to church, but I don't feel, there's something that I feel like within me is really mm-hmm. becoming a lot, like coming alive, really like speaking to them. And they weren't sure where to go, what to do. And I feel like I wrote the book to maybe validate people's hearts or even spark curiosity within them. Not everybody has to resonate with everything I say or write, but hopefully I can spark some curiosity.
I love that. It's called, you guys, I don't know if we said the name of it or not, Alive and Well, Awakening Your Angels. Wow.
Yeah.
And then you're also the host of a Well-Nourished Soul podcast. Why did you start the podcast? What's that all about?
I started the podcast years ago. I actually love podcasting. I'm sure.
It's so fun.
Probably, I was like, you probably feel the same.
We would have never met. You know what I mean?
Like, I think it's so, I love having authentic conversations with people. And listening to them and listening to their stories. Sometimes it's me. Some, you know, a lot of times I have guests too, but like, I just love it. So that's I'll cool. be like, I just, whether it's in or not in, I always joke, I'll be like an old grandma still being like, I'm going to do a podcast today.
Right. Right.
I genuinely love it.
Right. Melissa, will you come on? Sure. Yeah. After I'm done with bingo, I'll be on. I love that. And it just, I always think of too, of like podcasting of like, it's just another like energy source for people.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, when you get that message of like listening to you and your guests and everything, like you changed my life mm-hmm. and I can turn to that because the library is there or the new one coming out and it changed me. And I love that it's a way to like affect someone and what they listen to. Because I'm so big on like, protect what you see, protect what you hear, protect what you eat, protect your energy. And this is just another way of like contributing positive, you know, just
absolutely. Life. I love consuming podcasts as well. I feel like as a mom, I'm in the car all the time anyway. So
I know
I'm constantly listening to podcasts. And I totally agree. When I first kind of like had my awakening or whatever you want to call it, but really started to think and feel differently. A ton of podcasts that I felt resonated with me. I was constantly searching for people that were like, felt quote unquote like me, like,
yeah,
gosh. So I think it's a great resource for people.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you experienced how like traditional wellness and what people are doing leaves you essentially empty, you know, and what like really heals you. Cause like when I saw that that's like what you talk about and you have experience on that, I was like, oh my God, I can remember like pushing myself so hard and then getting mad and frustrated. And I never took the time to stop and be like, what's missing? What are you not doing on the inside too? That matters so much on this journey. You're just forcing the outside. What do I eat? How do I work out? And I never took the time to stop and be like, how are you nourishing your soul? How are you shifting your identity? You know, you're trying to like make yourself be this like drill sergeant, but you're this empathetic, loving woman and you're not connecting the two worlds. I was like fighting it. You know, there's like these two magnets that just are coming together. So like when I hear like that and see that you have experience in that too, I'm like, oh girl, I feel you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
I mean, that is such a huge part of my story. I almost felt like I was just becoming a robot in a sense.
A robot.
Like, like instead of thriving, just trying to survive and like, and it was that noise again too. Like, okay, do this workout, eat this way, do this, and then you'll feel your best and you'll look like this.
Right.
And I was like, okay, that was working for a short time when it did.
Yeah, when I was 20.
It wasn't for me. And I couldn't figure, that's why, like, I just could not figure out why. And that's what you just said, bringing that co-mingling mm-hmm. of the spirit and the physical body is so important. It's so important.
It is.
And I think no matter what, you can take care of yourself, but if you are not taking care of the spirit, it will catch up with you in some way, shape or form, somehow on your path. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I'm not sure, but I do think it leaks out to try to get us to slow down, to turn inward. I really do.
God, if you don't take care of spirit, man.
Yeah.
You need that on a t-shirt, girl. I always pull like these one-liners for my podcast and I'm like, you need that on a t-shirt. That's you. That's your
t-shirt. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. I just like felt that. Like if I could show you my goosebumps right now, I literally got goosebumps when you said that.
Write it down.
Like
that's amazing. Yeah, that's your validation.
Yeah, like my whole body just feels like tingly right now. I was telling Ashley, you guys, before we recorded, I was like, because you got to tell me more about angel readings, because I know people are like, what the heck? What are you even talking about? What's an angel reading? Like you see this person with wings behind you and they're talking to you. And so you like tell them what they're saying. You know, I'm sure we have listeners going like, is that what you're just talking about? But I was telling her, I'm like, if anything comes through, like, tell me. And she's like, well, they get personal. I'm like, okay, well, I've shared a lot on this podcast. And if I cry, then I just cry. But I want to be authentic and genuine. And I want you to feel like you can be too. But let's dive into this, because tell us, what are angel readings? Like angel readings for dummies.
Okay. Well, let me first explain this. I feel like we all have teams. So I feel like we have spirit guides, guardian angels, and then there's like the archangels, which I talk a lot about, who are here for all of humanity.
I've heard that before. Okay.
They are who I really try to teach about and call in, because they're so powerful. They're so healing. And the best word that I love to use to describe the archangels is empowering, because they're not going to tell you anything that you don't already know, but they want to empower you to feel this connection that we're talking about and be your best version of yourself. Like they want your light to shine as bright as it possibly can, because we need that now more than ever before here on Earth. Because I honestly believe when our lights are shining so bright, it affects everyone around us. And I mean, especially as a mom, like we need our lights shining bright, because that goes over our kids. Then they know too, that's possible for them, that they don't have to dim their light. They can stand in their truth and in their heart and in their power.
Yeah. Well, when your light is dimmed as a child, I mean, we don't think about that, but when that happens, those are like impactful moments, and that affects you of how you're a teen, adult, a mother, a mom, a wife, like everything. So yes, the more that we can guide now and show them and help like prevent that and put them on a different path. Oh, I'm all about it. I'm here for that.
Absolutely. And you know, that also like a lot of that stuff stays in our body, even if we're not consciously aware of that, because we're energy. Right? Mm-hmm. Like that, it doesn't matter what you believe. That's scientifically proven. We're everything's energy. Our thoughts are energy. Every single thing is energy. So if we can start to think about it that way, and even the angels kind of in that way, it makes sense to take care of our energetic bodies as well in the wellness space. Like it just seems like that's right. Who we are. And so I love to explain the angels kind of in that way, more of like these, like a huge person standing right next to us with huge wings. I do feel like their energy is so powerful that I do feel like it's big and massive energy and very, I see a lot of colors and feel a lot of colors with them, but I don't physically like see a 3D person standing next to you with wings. If that makes sense.
Want to hear something funny really quick? I don't mean to like interrupt your path.
No.
When I was a kid growing up, I was like obsessed with angels.
Like really?
I had statues, figurines, a pillow, like I had like a stuffed animal angel thing. And my oldest daughter, who's now off at college, literally took that angel and it says Michael on it with her to college, like on her bed.
That Archangel Michael is one of my favorite angels to work with. I call him in every day. He's one of the most powerful angels. It's so funny you said that, because we'll get into a little bit of your reading, but I feel like you're very highly intuitive. So of course you liked angels when you were little. This is another great thing I want to bring up. So many kids are intuitive and sensitive. And I write about this in the book. I sometimes wish we could start asking different questions collectively about children and about their mental health. Like there's so many things, ADHD, like what if we start asking different questions? Like, are they very highly sensitive to energy? Are they picking up on things? Do they need to learn how to ground their bodies more? Calm and like incorporate sound healing. Can you imagine if that was in schools? And
right.
We started helping children, like just be outside, just calming and teaching them how to clear and understand their own energy. So I wanted to bring that up just as a mama. I feel very like, I just see my kids too. They're all sensitive, but like, I look at Altra and I'm like, oh my God, that kid's totally picking up on stuff. Like, did you hear what you just said? Like, I'm like, oh my God, start listening to the children. They have so much amazing advice and how they see the world. I'm like, gosh, we have it backwards.
I feel you. I feel you. I got three girls.
Amazing.
And yeah. The what they see and sense and hear and then teach me. Yes. And, you know, I don't want to ever stifle them. I know what it's like to feel like my energy has been squashed. Right. Yes. And like, I don't ever want that. I don't ever want that for them. But yeah, I actually last year I got this tattoo of angel wings on me and the number 111. I don't like using the word haunted me, but I was going through a year and a half ago, like a really, really hard breakup.
Yeah.
My whole life was being just turned upside down. And I would go to the gym and it'd be on the clock. I'd look down at my watch and it'd be on my watch. Like everywhere I looked, that number popped up. And then it started to turn to 1111. And it was just crazy. And I looked it up and then it just kept happening. I'm like, I'm going to get that tattooed on me. And I always told my mom when I was little, I'm like, I'm going to get angel wings tattooed on me. I'm going to get angel wings tattooed on me.
This I always wanted crazy. You were definitely meant to be like sitting here at the angels today.
Oh my God.
By the way, 111 is one of the most powerful angel numbers. It represents new beginnings. It represents what else? I mean, even like you can Google it, but yeah, positive change, alignment with your thoughts and intentions. So 111 is a very powerful angel number.
Wow. Yeah. And then I got 1111 before I went to bed last night.
And then, yeah.
I think I was.
I believe that that's like messages coming from our angels, like our guides. They're like, hey, this is like validation. And if you can ask them, anybody, it sounds silly if you've never done it, but you can ask your angels for signs all the time. They actually love to send you that, like validation through, it could be numbers, it could be music. A lot of times it can be a lot of people like birds or outside. And you can be very specific. It doesn't have to be any of that. Be like, I want to see blue butterfly. If this, I should be doing this.
Uh-huh.
And give it a few days.
That's really cool.
But start doing that with your angels and see what you get. It's kind of like it's a little fun game, but it's that validation. It's like, oh my gosh, like we are really divinely protected. And there's a team around you who loves every single ounce of you, everything. They are just sending you so much love, so much encouragement. And they want you to pay attention. They're like, we've been trying to get your attention like your whole life.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, Ashley, that makes me choke up to think like I have a team. I have that energy around me. Like, wow. Like, that's really, really cool. So I got to know, how did you get to the point where you were able to receive messages from your other people's angels and stuff? And then how does that all work? So I know it's like a double question for you.
Yes. Firstly, I want to say too, if people are like listening and they're like nervous from like a religious standpoint, I really dived deep into this, especially my book. I researched it. I was like, maybe I should have been a theologist. Maybe I missed my call with that. But all world religions have fascinated me my whole life because I feel like there's so much truth in all of it together. Mm-hmm. Like we're all humans. We all have a spirit and we all come from God and we're all connected in this beautiful way. And so from a religious standpoint, I just want to say, I write this in my book, angels are talked about over 300 times in the Bible. And
yes,
we believe all these beautiful stories about angels. We believe all of that, right? But like, why is it so hard to believe that they're still here helping us today? Like, did they just go away? They never came back.
Right.
I believe that they're absolutely here and have been assisting humanity forever.
I think so too.
They're the messengers of God. So it's really that they're here.
I'm glad you added that in.
Yeah. I understand the fear part of that too.
Yes.
But I really do encourage you, you don't have to take, if what I'm saying doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. But I do encourage you to just sit with that in your own heart for a minute. Like what feels true to you?
Yeah.
And so, but I didn't want to say that.
I'm glad you did. It's important. Okay, go on.
So what was your question? I'm like, now I'm off track with.
How did you learn to like get the message and even know that you had that like ability? Yes.
Well, so I do feel like I had highly intuitive, I've heard this in your own angel messages, by the way, that you're highly intuitive. I felt very intuitive my whole life, but I didn't know what that was, right? I didn't know. I just, like I said earlier, I thought it was just sensitive or maybe I had anxiety and I was picking up things that were not true. When I had my energy healing session, the lady, she right away was like, you know, she could pick up on a lot of messages. She's like, you're very connected. And you have like angels around you. And I was like, really? And then after that session, I started hearing things so much more. I thought, and I'm going to be honest, I thought I was going nuts. I was like, this is it. This wellness path took me to like truly becoming crazy. But I will be forever thankful for that healer, because I'm like also like a normal mom. I'm going to baseball games and
right.
doing school board meetings and mm-hmm. in the community. So I was like, this is not something I was openly talking about. And so she was somebody that I can confide in and validate at that time, because mm-hmm. it was so new for me. And I was just wanting to learn about anything and everything yeah. about specific. I felt very connected to angels right away. And I can't really explain why I did, but I just did.
I feel like I lost mine along the way. Yeah, not my angel, but I feel like how you were like saying like you've got it and you felt connected. I felt like when I was younger, I was very connected, and then somehow it disconnected. I'm not sure when or how or why, but.
Well, probably because of like what we were talking about, just external, like outside factors coming in to like dim your light mm-hmm. and try to disconnect you mm-hmm. and make you believe you aren't like this beautiful, amazing light that you are. And I'm feeling like I'm hearing, picking up on that, that did happen to you. I don't know if that was, I don't know your personal story, but like.
You guys, we don't know each other at all. Like, this is the first time we're seeing each other and talking. Like, we don't know anything about each other.
But yeah, I'm just like relationship-wise, like people around you who were really emotional, mental, like abuse almost, like just cycling in you. Like, so it really took a toll on you mentally. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I do feel like you are very, very intuitive and you have a very strong sense of this as well. And I feel like you're coming back into this.
I have been. Over the last couple of years, I really have been embracing more of my intuitiveness, my ability to feel and sense and trust energy. But then when it comes to like my personal life and relationships, I'm like, where did all that go? Like, why do I disconnect from that? Because I feel like I should be trusting certain intuition, but then I let it go. And yeah, it's like, it's so much easier for other people, me to help and do things with other people. But then when it comes to myself, it's like, keep going, Melissa, keep going, keep trusting that.
Oh, interesting. So, you know, I was telling you that I wrote a few things down before we hopped on.
Yes.
And I never met you. The first thing that came out was trust issues that I wrote down. And that could be a relationship outside or a friendship. But I'm wondering now that you're saying this, if it's yourself too.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, trusting like my own, trusting yourself, like your own inner voice, because that is something that you have, a very powerful inner voice. Like just, you have, I could tell your energy right away, like very upbeat, like
yes,
fun, funny, like you're just very like fast paced, high energy. Like you are go, go, do, let's, you know, like I was like, I need energy.
My shirt literally says, let's freaking go in purple. Who wears a purple shirt that says, let's freaking go across the chest?
I just felt like very fun, upbeat, fast paced energy, like move, move, move. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need that energy.
Girl, don't stop.
Then I felt like, and I felt very highly intuitive. And then the first thing that came up was trust issues. But I was feeling maybe it was a relationship or a friendship that you were questioning that's around you.
Definitely relationship. Yeah.
That's really, really, you're questioning it. I was like, ooh, I don't know if she wants me to bring that up on the podcast, but I am.
No, I'm like, go for it. And if it's anything like too bad, like I would just edit it out. Sorry, guys. Sorry. But no, I always try to pride myself on just being genuine. I'm like, I don't want someone else to dive into this, but I'm like, I'm not willing to, or you know, sometimes people need that example of like, well, Melissa did it and Melissa freaking cried on her podcast or something, you know, like, God, I feel like I can.
Totally agree. And I think collectively we're just ready for the authenticity. Like nobody, even social media wise, like everybody, celebrities, collectively, we just are here for truth in authenticity. Like, no, we're too tired to be like, my God, we can feel, because more and more people are being connected to their own truth in their mm-hmm. heart, they can feel it outside of them too when it's not.
Yes, and absolutely.
So they're like, that seems off. And they may be not consciously aware, but it's the energy they're picking up on that's like, that doesn't seem truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Like over it.
Right.
So for you personally, like, I just think that's, it all circles back and makes sense. I feel like too, the angels are like so here to like empower you today. Like just to remind you of like how amazing this piece of you is, because that's a huge part of who you are, Melissa. Like I can feel it in my own heart. It was when I get like teary eyed sometimes when I can like feel the messages coming so strong because they're so loving. It's like so much love. Like the only way I can explain it is like how we like hold our children or look at our children in moments.
And yes.
Like, oh my God. Usually when they're sleeping a lot of times.
Yes. When they're quiet. It's like, oh,
I just know how we have those moments. And it's just like,
I do. Are you feeling that moment for me?
I almost want to tear up. It's like a very like, no, you need to encourage her and tell her how amazing she is. Cause she's doubting. Like there's, I feel like, I don't know if there's self-doubt with you right now, or you're doubting yourself, or you've made mistakes. You're like questioning decisions you have made.
Yes.
True. Does that resonate?
Absolutely. 100%. And it's crazy. Cause if you would have like said this to me, if we would have podcasted last week, I would have been like, maybe. But like today, right now, that's exactly where I'm at. Exactly. Yeah. 5 days ago? No.
Yeah. It's like, if I was with you, I would be hugging you because I just feel like that's what you need right now is just like a big hug of someone to be like, I love you. Like you're amazing. You deserve the best. And you can't not have that around you because that's who you are. And it's like you are in your life, you are truly like, I do feel like you're connecting to this part of you more and more. And that energy and your light kind of bringing back your power, that's the kind of energy you need around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look right? at my eyes. You're like totally tearing me up.
I know. Right, I am tear. I can feel it within me. Like I could tear up too, because it's incredibly powerful. Like I just keep hearing validation of the heart and the mind, like her. And her worth, like just
worth, yeah,
like that, or those are things that you're really being hard on yourself right now about. I feel like it's almost like questioning everything, like what am I doing, what am I supposed to do, like where's this going, who am I supposed to be around, like you're questioning all of it,
dude.
Today having a real life angel therapy, I kind of do call it angel therapy as well, because they get to the root issue here, they go pretty fast, they're like, man, we're in.
And I say this, like, I don't know. I have my shit together. I have done a lot of work. Like after my divorce, I got into a relationship that did not serve me. And then I said no more. And I took over a year of just healing me and learning more and learning how to communicate and learning what makes me happy. Be whole, be you before you invite anyone else in. And I'm human. I'm human.
Sure.
And I know people listening to my podcast think, oh my God, Melissa's so great and she's got it all together. But at the same time, I'm like, no, you guys, I go through this too, you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of self-doubt come up.
Yeah, no, first of all, I also want to say, I always tell people when I'm giving them angel messages, the tears are healing. It's a releasing. You're letting things come up and out. And that's part of the healing. We need those tears. And I love what you brought up. We're human.
Yeah.
You can do all the spiritual work or the religious work or the wellness work. But we are human beings and we are meant to be here to feel and experience being human, the ups and the downs and the in-betweens. And if anyone's pretending they've never felt like that or they don't have these little bumps or human beings, it goes back. Are they being authentic? Because life is not easy.
No. And I think that the more we have like tools like this and people like you and your book and your podcast and this episode, and then getting like a reading from you, those are all tools to help with the freaking hard life.
Yes.
To help us get through it in a healthy, happy way.
I know. And I hope that what I really want to, my message to always be is like, just to be able to inspire people to know that they have this within them as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, I want to inspire you to go to this part of you, but like you have it in you as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, I don't think I'm a chosen one or like, you know, anything like that. I think we all have gifts. I feel like they're different and they may look different for everybody, but they're all needed. Like you are very needed, as your gift is in your truth and your intuition and your light is kind of coming back into play. And I also feel like the questioning of yourself, like in all areas, worth, like physical, like there's a lot in your mind that is like, I feel like it's circling thoughts and it's just been draining you and just taking it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even pour into you more love. Like there's just so much love and light and reminding of like, you do not need any energy to take away your light because you're such a powerful light. You're so needed. People need you. And like, I just feel like as you continue to kind of open and expand, I feel like I see you doing that more. It's helping so many other people.
I'm ready. I'm so ready to be open and expand, but I know I have to work through where I'm currently at now to get there, you know, and to be able to help others. I have to ask you, how can people start awakening this inner power? Can you leave us with that of like some, I hate saying tips. I hate that word.
To a few different things, but one, I do think prayer and meditation is very powerful. And when I feel like when people hear meditation, do you talk about meditation on your
podcast? Oh, yes. Okay. Especially with my clients.
Okay. It really does make us come back home into our hearts and just sit with peace. I think I used to think meditation was you had to like not have any thoughts for like 2 hours. There's no way I can do that. My mind is constantly it's going off. That really, really helps. I also love to teach people about writing. And now I love teaching about the angels and especially my book. I have like writing prompts for people to just sit quietly. Let's say we call an Archangel Michael and we have him come in to a prayer or meditation. And we just say, hey, Archangel Michael. So I love teaching about Archangel Michael. He's such a great one for you right now.
Really?
Especially, yes, because of everything we're talking about. He's here already and he's around you. And I can't even believe you said you had the Michael Angel.
I did.
I was like, oh my God. So I'm feeling so strongly. Archangel Michael, I love to teach. And we all think about him as kind of the protector angel. But he also loves to clear out any negativity of our mind, any fear, anything that's holding us back from our true power, our negative thoughts, our anxiety, just negativity of our mind, because he wants you to feel empowered. He's like, really, like, I think of him as like the confident, powerful, like fully loving angel. Anyway, so let's say we call him in and we just say, hey, Archangel Michael, I want to clear out any negativity that's not serving my higher self. And we kind of just take a moment and just sit with that, maybe 1 minute, 30 seconds. We just kind of like feel peace and then start asking himself, be like, hey, what's something that I need to truly work on? And write it down. Now, this is where we get into our mind in this part. We're like, is that me making something up? Or is that my inner voice telling me, or Archangel Michael telling me what I need to work on? And I promise you, it's like any other muscle. The more we work on it, the easier it becomes. And I really think writing is such a beautiful, that's how I really expanded. I just started writing. I was like, why, what is coming out of me? Oh my gosh. I never would have believed I wrote a book, but it just started pouring out of me. The more I wrote, it just.
And you just worked
like,
that muscle.
Not me writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can ask questions. And sometimes we might hear things. Some people might like see a picture or a memory and you're like, why am I seeing that?
Yeah.
Or why did that pop up? Or why did that person pop up in my mind? Sometimes that's our angels telling us to pay attention to that or giving us an example of like, remember this feeling or that person. Those are all things to pay attention to as well.
Okay. All right. Oh my God, Ashley, I think we just like cracked some stuff open today. I think we have like my heart, like I just got goosebumps again.
I love that. Goosebumps are also like validation, I feel like, of angels.
Yeah. Like this, it's crazy. It's so crazy because again, if you would have podcasted with me last week, this would have been a completely different conversation, I feel like. And I wouldn't have resonated with anything if you were saying the same thing to me last week. So it's just.
Divine timing. Like I totally believe in
it. Divine timing.
And that's another thing. Like once we just trust, it's so hard not to control everything in our lives. But once we just surrender and we trust and kind of let the flow of the energy do its thing, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. What shows up, how much anxiety kind of washes away. We control what we can and leave everything else to God.
Right. Right. How can people find you? Tell me the podcast again. How can they find you, follow you, all of the things? We'll put everything in the show notes too, you guys.
Right. So my podcast is A Well and Nourished Soul. And you can find me over on Instagram. I kind of have a crazy Instagram story right now. My big account, Ashley J. George, was hacked. Long story short. So if you DM me right over there right now, I cannot get to you. So I started a little smaller one.
Okay.
Ashley J. George _2. come on in. I have a private group right now, which I'm opening up more and more with this smaller group. And I actually really enjoy it.
Okay.
You can totally message me on there. You can email me. It's all on my website, awellandnourishedsoul.com. And pretty much it's all there too.
Awesome.
I love to connect with you. I love hearing from people.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Love it. Love it. Ashley, I can't thank you enough for coming on today and opening and sharing about all of this, making me cry, like all of it, and sharing what came to you. I think this is, and I say this sometimes often, but this definitely deserves it for this episode. I think this is one of those episodes that someone could listen to and it could change their life.
Aww.
I think listening to your episode, reading your book, connecting and just hearing what we're talking about and flowing like all of this, I think it's one of those episodes that could be like, it was that moment. It was the moment after I heard that episode with Melissa and Ashley that things changed for me. And I went on this path. So
that's amazing. I'm going to pray for that too, because I know so many people are hurting and just need that.
I know.
They need the love validation from within.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying for all of your community as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you again for coming on. You guys check out the show notes, follow, read, listen to Ashley and stay connected. Send messages if you have questions. Like, I'm always open to that too. And just thank you again for bringing all of this to us.
Thank you. I loved being on.
Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
The Bomb Life Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insight. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code SHAKE for 15% off.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.